general population?
After the Second World War?
After the Second
World War. Oh, yes, better.
Why do you suppose the Chinese are doing better?
Well, because I know that many of my friends, their children grow older, and then they went to the college, they finished, so they got a job, and also in my my children. So they study engineering, you know, computers and accountants and many other fields. So then they finished college and then they went to work and then they accepted. But before the war, they won't accept, some accepted, but very few. And also that time before the war, the Chinese children did not have much education. But after the Second World War II, and then the second generations mostly go to the universities or colleges, and then they have some technical skill or the major, such as in engineering, computer, or accountants, or the other economics or other fields. So that therefore now it's different because they have the education and they can find a job easy. Because before the World War II, they are very discriminated, the Chinese or Japanese, to find a work in the governments or in the factories. But now it's entirely different.
Why did so many young Chinese went on to higher education? Why? Did the parents push them, or did they want to, or what?
Yeah, I believe that most of the parents to push them to go to school. And they know the hard time they have in the old days. So they want their children to go to school and have a more better job than themselves.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever compared the Chinese with the Jewish people in a way of doing business?
Well, in my own opinion, that the Jew is better than Chinese.
Why do you suppose? Why?
Because their idea is higher, for business than the Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Were the American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons than daughters?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, they like the children.
No, they like, they rather have sons than daughters. Do you like sons more than daughters?
No, I like a son or daughter or equal. No difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that some of the men, they wished to have a son.
I see.
Better than daughter. But for me, it's different.
Why do you suppose they rather have sons than daughters?
Well, that's their ideas. In the old days, traditional from China, mm-hmm. That's the old philosophy. But for me, I'm a half-half. My philosophy is equal to my children. I have a daughter or a son. I'm still very happy. I have three sons and one daughter. So
you have three sons and one daughter.
One daughter. Mm-hmm. All equal.
Now, when your children were small, did you send them to Chinese school?
Yes.
How long did you go to Chinese school?
Oh, about 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years?
Not long enough.
Mm-hmm. But why didn't they continue going to Chinese school longer?
Well, during that time, the Chinese school, the teachers are different, but too hard for them. They don't understand. So they're about Lanzhou. They're supposed to teach the youngster for like in Yishu or Qiak, easier. But the teacher that time, the principal, was old ideas, Mr. Wong. So when he advised the teachers, the principal, advised the teachers to teach them too hard for them,
yeah,
for the beginner. So that's why they're not interested.
Oh, I see.
Because they don't know, too hard for them. So that's why my children don't continue to go to school.
So in another word, the principal and the teachers selected the books that were too difficult for the youngsters to
right.
read. And
right.
they were not interested, therefore they drop out after 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, because they don't understand.
Uh-huh.
They showed the teacher there in the beginning easier for them. But now the school is different now in the Chinese school in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the book. So they teach them the easier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the youngsters are interested to learn.
As a father, do you consider it important to know more Chinese?
Oh yes, English of course is it. They go every day, you know, so they no problem about the English. But the Chinese they should know a little bit and know it at all and write it.
How many people, though, would like to return to China to live forever now?
You mean to talk to the public in
uh-huh.
general?
In general. How many?
Not at this time.
Not that many?
Not at the present time.
Oh, I see.
But before,
why is that?
Well, because now most of their families are here. So they go there. Go to China, visit, I think they're okay. But as their families are here, so they rather stay in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go back to China, visit only, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But they when they talk about to leave, I think that most Chinese people prefer the United States.
Do you ever want to go back to China to live?
Always.
Now? You
even
want
now.
To go back China to live?
Well, about 30 years ago, I was reading this newspaper, I always go back to China. Always. But now I think I changed my mind now. I'd rather stay in the United States because of all my family here.
Now, in the movies, you often seen people portray in shady characters. What do you think of it? Do Chinese portray shady figures of Chinese?
Well, I think it's an insult.
Is an insult?
Insult.
Then, what do you do about it?
I can do nothing, but I always against those Chinese go to the movies to make their money because they don't figure out that it's all the Chinese and also the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm. But did you ever hear anyone say they were embarrassed to be a Chinese? When they see all those ugly movies about Chinese?
No, I don't think so. Because after all, the Chinese are Chinese.
Mm-hmm. So what type of jobs would most Chinese consider to be the ideal for themselves or for their children?
Well, this problem is hard to answer because every family, every man or woman is different idea, you know, so I cannot answer that
mm-hmm.
question. But of course their parents want their children, of course, get a good job, of course. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know what this question is, not particular on the job field.
Are your all 4 children married?
Yes.
And they all have good jobs?
Yes, my 3 boys, but my daughter is not working to take care of children. My
yeah.
daughter is not working.
Uh-huh.
And my 3 boys are a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I consider a good job.
Very good, indeed.
Three of the engineers.
Mm-hmm.
One of the computer.
Oh, that's very good. So, Were there many Chinese working in your field, the same thing, they're doing the same thing that you're doing?
What field?
The work that you are doing now, your occupation.
Oh.
You have a shop that you employ somebody to do
Yeah.
Are there many people doing that?
Well, I believe some are doing that way, but most of them go to work. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So where I own a barbershop is different.
Mm-hmm. Now, what caused you to own a barbershop instead of owning another kind of business?
What
made you go into the barbering business?
Oh, well, because I've been studying and examining as a barber, so I opened a barber shop.
Mm-hmm. You know what you are doing.
Yeah.
You have learned that trade.
Yeah, but I have a restaurant before too, about 15 years ago.
Oh, a restaurant?
Yeah, a restaurant.
How long did you stay in your restaurant business?
Oh, about 2 years.
2 years. Why didn't you keep up with it?
Because my brother promised me to come to take care of the kitchen.
Oh.
But he was in San Francisco.
But he never came.
He never came. So I closed up. Mm-hmm. I lost the money, I closed up.
So you didn't have the help.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I closed up.
Would you like to go back to restaurant business now?
No, I'm getting, my age is different now, so I don't want to do anything.
Now then, do you feel? Yes? Hello. Come in, come. Mr. Jin, do you feel that you're accepted by the non-Chinese? Like, do they accept you as
Chinese?
No, accept you.
No more. Well,
you got along fine with the non-Chinese.
I went in the American organization meeting. Such as the City Council on Asian. I've been meeting over there for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Our night is a councilman, Gilbert Lindsay, local member over there as a member.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over there for many years. They never disagree me. They always respect me.
Mm-hmm. Now then, I understand you have done a lot of work in Chinatown. Would you care to tell me something about it?
Well, I've been served in the Chinese Highest Association, Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association, as a director for off and on 15 terms.
Oh, you have acted as president?
No, directors.
Oh, director.
Of the Chinese Consulted Benevolent Association.
That is Zhonghua Weigun for Zhonghua about 15 years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what else did you do?
And off and on, president of the Chinese Yang'an Merchants and Labor Associations, 6 terms.
Yang'an?
President.
Uh-huh.
Off and on. 6 terms as a president.
What kind of club is that?
Well, it's a Merchants and Labor Association.
Oh, Merchants and Labor Association.
Uh-huh.
And what else, Mr. Jin?
Well, I have been 2 terms president of the Chinese Committee on Aging.
Committee on Aging. What does that committee do?
Oh, these non-profit organizations. Uh-huh. Oh, the Chinese Committee on Aging is agency. We have two programs. One is there's a Chinatown Senior Citizen Service Center, and the other program, the Chinatown
Nutrition
Program.
Mm-hmm. Two organizations are under that
Chinese Committee on Aging.
Committee on Aging, all
yeah.
Right. Would you tell us a little bit about the service center for the elderly?
Oh,
what
we
do
serve
they do?
Serves for the elderly for many things, such as translation, inference, and information services to help them to fill out the forms, to get the money as rent, the house.
All kinds of assistance.
Mm-hmm. And all kind of, you know, the benefits of the senior citizens.
Then how about the nutrition center? What does it do?
Well, they serve the senior citizens one meal a day for 50 cents. That meal is really good for the senior citizens, because we have a Dr. Hall to make the menu. And she is the nutritionist, especially to select the foods for the senior citizens. So, and the other entertainments. Mm-hmm. And also, we have a teacher, Mr. Sam, and teach the English and talk about the nutrition.
Nutrition subjects?
Subjects. Right. And also we have Mr. Lam to talk about the news, mm-hmm. current events news for the senior citizens in Hong Kong, Laos.
Mm-hmm.
So and many others.
I see.
And entertainment
and
for the
what
movies.
Else? What else did you do, or do you do for the Chinatown people? What else do you do for them?
What else I do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't do much, but yes, I do my duty before in the Yangon Merchants and Labor Association and the director of the Zhonghua Weikun. But
mm-hmm.
but now I quit because I've been there too long.
I see. Now then, in your leisure time, What kind of people do you associate with, mostly Chinese or non-Chinese, your leisure time?
Oh, mostly Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I will talk to some city officers, county officers on account of our two programs,
mm-hmm.
nutrition and the senior citizens,
mm-hmm.
service center.
Now, what other social organizations do you belong to, besides these two you mentioned?
No more. Because I don't have too many duties.
Now, I understand you live close to Chinatown.
Yes.
Because you especially wanted to have a close tie with Chinatown.
Right.
So that you could walk to see your friends.
Yes. Because the distance is not too far.
Now, what else would you like to tell me, Mr. Jin? What else?
What else?
Mm-hmm.
To tell you?
Yes. How about Chinatown? How does the Chinatown look? How does Chinatown look compared with 50 years ago?
Oh, it's quite different.
How different is it?
Well, now in Chinatown is more modernized than...
Modernized?
Yeah.
How about the people?
Yeah, the people is because on account of age. So they were younger, and then the idea is different to the in the old days.
In other words, there are lots of younger people coming to Chinatown now.
Well, not in the associations.
No, but
not,
I mean
not
in
joint
general.
Associations. In general, they come to Chinatown because they want to eat the Chinese food and meet their friends
mm-hmm.
in Chinatown.
I see. 50 years ago, you did not have that many elderly Chinese in Chinatown, right? And now you have a whole lot of old Chinese here in Chinatown?
Oh, right. Because now most of the new immigrants are seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So they came over here. I believe that within these 10 years,
mm-hmm.
there are more elderly than 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 50 years ago, Chinatown was, there weren't that many people in in Chinatown?
50 years ago, I believe about 6,000.
6,000?
Yeah.
And about how many do we have now?
Well, I heard they say about 100,000.
100,000 now?
Yeah, because on account of Vietnamese for a few years, you know, they came over here. About
Vietnamese
40,000,
people,
about 40,000.
And people from Cambodia,
Cambodia,
from Thailand,
from Thailand,
from Hong Kong,
Hong Kong, from Taiwan.
This is the end of tape 1, side A of Jin Nai Ming's oral interview.